C-33. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado.
Emma just got home and Timo's not there, Clark announced, his deep voice booming through the unseen speakers of the basement's intercom. That's her at the front door now, man. She just knocked. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, send her down,
Dan replied. He unlocked the basement door and glanced up at his clock. The moment of truth at Lolo was getting close.
And tell me as soon as you hear from Trey again, okay? He should be at our spot by now.
20 seconds later, Emma made her way down the last of the stairs into the basement. Timo's at the Gravesen before you ask, she said. Her voice was hardly warm, but it wasn't quite as fierce as Dan had feared.
Hey, he said. Thanks for my telescope, and sorry about what happened on the plane.
In that order? Really?
Dan paused.
Ascending order.
Emma tried not to smile.
This doesn't mean I'm not still angry, you big idiot.
She then said, moving in to hug him. With her head on his shoulder, she then whispered in his ear.
But seriously, what were you thinking?
I had to tell him, Dan said as they separated.
Timo can make things happen, and we're going to need his help. He can put up bounties for information, he can put pressure on the GSC if that's what we need to do. There are all kinds of things he can do to help us.
This isn't an excuse, it's an explanation, okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't weigh it up and decide that it was worth putting you in that spot because I didn't even think about that. I knew you'd be able to tell him what he had to hear, which was that he had to keep it between us, but I didn't think it would be too difficult for you. For anyone else, it would have been, but...
That's the whole thing, Emma interrupted. You have me on this pedestal where you think I can just snap my fingers and deal with anything.
Sure, locked inside a plane alone with the richest man in the world who just found out we've been lying to him and everyone else about the most important thing ever, a day before he's going to take me to a country where I don't speak the language, and where the only person I know is him. Why wouldn't I be able to deal with that?
Dan hesitated.
But you did. You did deal with it. And I did have to tell him.
So tell me first,
Emma yelled, properly shouting at Dan for the first time he could ever remember.
This isn't just about the unbelievably stupid risk you took. It's not even mainly about that. It's about you lying to me when you said you agreed that this had to stay between us. It's about you going behind my back and telling him the way you did. I'm angry, Dan, in case you can't tell, but I'm also upset. Since when do we lie to each other? The world is a messed up place. I've known that for a long time, and you've known it since the day you found that folder. Sometimes we have to lie, but since when do we lie to each other?
Dan didn't say anything, partly because he didn't want to interrupt, but largely because he just didn't know what to say. She was right on all counts, as he himself had already alluded to. No explanation could excuse the way he'd done things, however necessary it might have been to do them.
Do you want to know what I was thinking on the way to New York? Emma continued. I was thinking that I've more than done my part here, and that if you were so desperate for Timo to know, you could call him next time you need help. That's the angry part. But then I was thinking that's not the only reason I'm still here, and that's the part that made me upset. Because it's not just about, you know, this. It's about us. I thought the us was bigger than the this. But you put this before us when you went behind my back.
Dan glanced up at the time display on his giant trend ticker.
Are you even listening to me? Emma asked. Why do you keep looking at that?
I'm listening, and I'm sorry, Dan replied. But I'm expecting an important call any second now.
From who?
Trey.
Emma's expression fell.
Dan, seriously, please don't tell me you told-
I didn't tell him,
Dan interrupted. All I told him is that something big is about to happen and where it's going to happen.
What are you talking about? What's about to happen?
That's what he's there to find out. A lot of stuff happened when you were gone and you wouldn't pick up your phone. We had to deal with some things without you.
Before Emma could ask another question, Clark's voice filled the basement via the intercom once more.
He's there, man. He just texted me again to say he's on the spot. Open up and let me down.
Once Dan reached for the button to remotely unlock the door, Clark rushed down the stairs and was sitting on the bed within seconds. Emma looked at Clark.
What have you done?
She asked, her tone sharp. In turn, Clark looked at Dan.
You didn't tell her yet?
Tell me what?
Emma interjected.
Dan, where have you sent Trey?
Dan smiled. It was a serene smile, but nowhere near as reassuring as he intended. His mouth then slowly opened and spoke the last word Emma expected to hear. "Lolo."